plenty of good interviews lined up, and Bjorn Baker is the first of those. Bjorn, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good to talk to you, mate, and success last night. Well, you were there. These crowds on a Friday night at Canterbury, more than 6,000 there with the food markets, mate. How's the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be involved and have runners, and there's a lot of families there. I had my family there, and the food's great. They've done a really good job to revitalise it, and definitely got a buzz.
Yeah, good morning, Bjorn. Always helps when you train a winner with Sam O'Dowd. He was good last night. But before we get into your runners at Rose Hill today, can I ask you about another runner that you had, a winner yesterday at Muswellbrook, a first starter, star of Riley. Gee, he was good, Bjorn, and where will we see him next?
Yeah, he was. He sort of he showed a lot early. Then last preparation, he never looked like the horse early. But thankfully, this prep he's gone well. And we'll just have a bit of a think about it, see how he comes through. Maybe look for a provincial 1200. But he's got a really good pedigree. He's closely related to Bonnie O'Riley. So I'd like to think he's going to get a bit better with time.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse. Well, Bjorn, you can put your feet up after track work this morning because you don't open the batting for your stable, at least until the festival stakes at 4:20, where Goodfella's coming off a little break. We haven't seen him since Everest Day on that wet track when he ran third to Stampede, but his form through the spring, apart from the Epsom, was excellent. This looks a nice race for him, Bjorn.
Yeah, it does. He's a bit of an enigma. He's hard to catch, and I think probably the last couple of times he's been in, it's been a bit short for him first up. So I guess he's still got that residual fitness straight to 1500. But if you get good fella, he's very good. But at times he can be quite the opposite.
Yeah.
But he does look well. I think he's got a fair bit of residual fitness, and I think the wide gate's probably a good thing for him. He'll be able to sort of roll forward and put himself handy enough without too much pressure.
Yeah, plenty of speed drawn inside you, but I dare say if you can get across and probably settle first four, he's in the contest then.
Yeah, he is, and he gets in with no weight. A little bit of cut on the track too is always a help for him as well.
Sir Plush is in the Starlight Stakes, Bjorn, and look, impossible to miss his run at Rose Hill last start. Out of a strong form race, Asaurian won it, and look, he hit the line really well first up. This is a tough race, obviously a good field for the Starlight, but he looks to have come back in terrific order, Sir Plush.
Yeah, he's a good horse on his day, and he gets into this race with no weight. I think he came fifth in this race last year. It was a good run, and he made good ground. He wasn't beaten too far, so a little bit of a tricky gate. We'll just see how the day he's playing, but he'll probably sort of get back and hopefully can finish off well.
And look at his form back in the spring. He ran second to Best of Days, who trained on to win a Group 1 race, and he was only just beaten that day at Randwick. So he's certainly up to this level of racing, Ben.
Yeah, it is. You look back a race like that, I thought he could win that day. My judgment wasn't far off.
Exactly. Down to race 8, and two runners here, Collateral is resuming, and Drakenfels, who comes off that, oh, if you backed him at Canterbury last start, it was a horror show. It was one of those days when jockey could do nothing. You can't jump over him, but Bjorn, he was bailed up behind the leader all the way down the straight. He probably should have won Drakenfels.
Yeah, he was really unlucky, and it was a good race for him. And even, I think today he's going well, he looks good, but it's just a little bit of a tricky draw. He's going to may end up a little bit further back than ideal, but he's going well.
He's only had, three runs for you now, Bjorn? Or four now? Four.
Two.
Okay.
Just the two, so
you're getting to
I guess the great thing about Sydney racing, two runs, and he's paying his way. We haven't got the big one, but he's going well enough.
You're learning about the horse now?
He's pretty straightforward. You get an ex-Godolphin horse, they're always well educated. He's fairly low key.
Fair enough. Collateral resumes, and probably his best form, to be fair, is over further. But a couple of really nice trials. He usually goes well fresh, and a little bit of cut in the ground will suit him.
Yeah, I think so. Last preparation, he never showed anything, and he is a horse with ability. He's got a good gait. I think he can settle midfield today, and if he gets back to his best, he's definitely not out of it.
Okay. And Impavido in the last, resuming off a little break, had a soft trial going into this. How's he coming up for his summer prep?
Yeah, I think he's really well. He looks great. And once again, he's on his day. He's very good. and fresh up over 1500 with that residual fitness. He's not out of it at Big Odds.
Some good chances this afternoon, Bjorn. After two winners yesterday, one at Muswellbrook, one at Canterbury last night, let's hope that the stable's winning momentum continues at Rosehill. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.